I'm Ben Thomas. Federal health officials have approved another generic version of the abortion pill mifepristone. Julie Walker reports.
A regulatory formality quickly triggering pushback from anti-abortion groups and politicians aligned with the Trump administration. Drug maker Evita Solutions announcing the FDA signed off on its low-cost form of the pill, which is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. Students for Life Action calling the approval a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. Mifepristone was approved 25 years ago and has repeatedly been deemed safe and effective by FDA scientists. Still, last month, in a letter to Republican attorneys general, the health secretary, and the FDA commissioner pledging to conduct a full review of the drug's safety. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Manchester, England are calling it a terrorist attack. Two people, both Jewish, stabbed to death outside a synagogue. At least three others wounded. The suspect shot and killed by police. Ed Donahue has more.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the attacker vile.
That attacked Jews because they are Jews. And attacked Britain because of our values.
Anti-Semitic incidents in Britain have spiked since the 2023 Hamas attack in Israel and the war in Gaza. Andy Burnham is the mayor of Greater Manchester.
We always will stand together here in Greater Manchester, and we will never let acts that are designed to cause hatred, division in our communities, violence, we will never let them succeed.
Two other people were arrested. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants and the U.S. now in an armed conflict. That's from a Trump administration memo obtained by the AP. It appears to represent an extraordinary assertion of presidential war powers after three deadly strikes last month in the Caribbean. This is AP News. A star backing a star in women's basketball.
He said it all.
Caitlin Clark says WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has not reached out to her in the aftermath of Nafisa Collier's statement about an alleged private conversation in which the league's leader made comments about Clark.
No.
The Indiana Fever guard spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since the league's All-Star game in July.
What people need to understand, you know, we need great leadership in this time across all levels.
Clark said Minnesota Lynx star Collier made valid points in her lengthy statement that criticized league officials, particularly Engelbert.
This is straight up the most important moment in this league's history. Well, this league's been around for 25 plus years, and this is a moment we have to capitalize on.
Collier spoke out against a lack of accountability and care for WNBA players.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.